Oh, hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here on Audio Boo. And it's... what is it? Oh, it's Tuesday the 15th of January. And it's definitely 2013. And I'm in the park once again. There's a surprise. So, our holiday is booked. Yep, that's what this Audio Boo is about. The holiday that we've spoken about, that I've spoken about for... best part of a year now, about her future intention to move way to the west coast of Scotland, and hopefully, but not definitely at the moment anyway, to the island of Barra and Outer Hebrides. And 3 days ago we confirmed the booking. Actually, it was only 2 days ago we confirmed the booking. Phoned the lady up, let's just say, that owned the property, and asked if the dates we wanted were available, and she confirmed that they were, and we could have the property for the full week, which is absolutely fantastic. So our accommodation, let's say, was booked 2 days ago, confirmed, and I knew I would be well treated speaking to the people over there on the phone, and they certainly were. Absolutely enjoyable experience. So very pleasant. I spoke to the lady who owned the property jointly with her husband. I spoke to her, I spoke to her daughter, and then they referred me because I was making inquiries about an event that we hoped to catch while we were over there, which is the blessing of the fishing boats, an annual ceremony by the local priest, and it's a major gathering for the local people to come down to the harbour, all the boats around, and then there's a shindig, a ceilidh on in the evening with I think barbecue food. And so we managed to book within that week, and we'll be able to catch it. The week before is actually a marathon, that's round the island marathon, but it's called the Barathon. Very clever. And I've witnessed this and the fishing boat blessing ceremony on television on an island parish, which was shown last year. And so we got that booked. Yesterday, after booking the accommodation, we decided to make our minds up how we were going to go, where we're going to drive up to Oban, and take the ferry and the car across. It's a 5 hour journey. Take that across to Barra, take the car with us. So we worked out the fees, the ins and outs, and then we looked at flying over. Now, it's a small aircraft flight run by Flybe, and it leaves from Glasgow International Airport. It takes an hour total to get to Barra, and on Barra it lands uniquely. And to my knowledge, the only one that does this, it lands on the beach, a beach, a few miles north on the same part of the coast as Castle Bay. I should have mentioned we're going to Barra, but we're going to Castle Bay, which is the main town, which is not a big town by any means, it's a very small town. So I'll be landing on the beach there, and we looked at the flights, we looked at the cost. The cost is quite a bit dearer than taking the ferry, but we decided we wouldn't really need the car because we wanted to go over and experience how to live on the island for a week and use public transport and or maybe even cycle, things like that, and to leave the car behind. So after knocking it all about, we decided to book the flight. Now, the flight... for the two of us, return works out, including insurances, including a surcharge, believe this if you will, a surcharge of £11 if you use if you don't use a debit card, in other words, if you use a credit card. So £11 charge for that, free if it's a debit card. But anyway, it ended up at £321 for the joint flight, including everything. But the big bonus is it's a 45-minute drive from here to Glasgow International, And once we get there, we're going to get family to take us in, so we won't need to pay for parking. They'll do it for nothing. We'll give them the petrol money, a few pounds. But they'll probably do it for nothing anyway, because we reciprocate and do things like that for them. We'll be in there, we'll get the flight, and we've also, in that price, we were very fortunate to get the... There's three categories of travel. There's the basic, there is something plus, and then there's the top one. And we actually managed to get, because of the dates we were going and the time we would be flying back, we actually got the plus one, which is express through your check-in, express security, access to the... What do they call that lounge? You know, the fancy lounge you can never get into unless you're a business class or something like that. Executive lounge, yes. We got all that, we're fast-tracked through. And so we decided to go with that. And I have to tell you that we were very fortunate to get that, because that fast-track one, the one that's got all the extra points and extra features that you get, for the earlier flight at 2:15 p.m. coming back from Barra, it was £214. Absolute crazy money. And yet we got the return journey for a 2 hour later flight for £74. Work that out. Anyway, so we're really chuffed with that, although £321 for return flights to Barra is not exactly a lot of money. But hey, we want to go to Barra, we want to go there and experience it as we would, trying to live, although on holiday, trying to experience what it's like to actually live there. And anyway, it would cost us about £60 in return fuel cost to go to Oban. It's a 5 hour trip across and 5 hour trip back on the ferry. And we really didn't particularly want to take the car. So that's what we've decided on. So the holiday's booked, the flights are booked, we've got the confirmations through this morning, and we're really happy, we're really chuffed with the whole thing, and I cannot wait till July to get away over. And because, as I said before, it's not just a holiday experience for us, it is actually, if you like, a survey of what it's like to live in Barra for hopefully a future move. I'm praying, of course, that it will all look how we imagine it will be, and I mean look as in a way of living look, and that when we come back we'll be setting our minds to be happy to move over there and live our lives there. So it's quite exciting. It's January the 15th. And I have a wee while to wait, but I'm already excited, and I'm already studying more things about Barra and what goes on with the other islands, with Vatersea and South North Uist. We have been to Lewis, of course, which is the Northern Islands, the big island, as it were, Harris and Lewis. People think they're two separate islands. They're not. It's just one big island. But Harris, which is the southern half, is the mountainous area, and Lewis, which where Stornoway is the bleak bog and moorland, the flat part of the island. But you can travel up to them all, of course, by ferries, or some of them by just driving. So, as I said, I'm studying quite a lot, so I'm looking forward to this now. I'm really excited. You think I didn't get a holiday, but as I said, this is more than a holiday for us. And as I speak, the snow begins. I thought we were going to avoid it, but I can see a big black cloud heading this way, coming from the east, and that's where the snow is. So, well, I may be doing a snowbow in a wee while. So, Barra for us. Cannot wait. Bye for now.